welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. Founded in 1987, Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival is a critically acclaimed theater company based in Garrison, New York. The festival has established a reputation for highly inventive productions staged in rotating repertory under an open-air theater tent overlooking the Hudson River. Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival began performances at its first permanent home in 2022. Davis McCallum has been artistic director since 2014, and he joins us now to talk about the 2023 summer season, which will feature productions of Shakespeare's Henry V and Love's Labor's Lost in Rep, and the world premiere of a new musical by Alex Bechtel, Grace MacLean, and Ava Steinmetz, entitled Penelope. It's an adaptation of Homer's Odyssey from the point of view of Odysseus's waiting wife, Penelope. Davis McCallum joins us now. Davis, hello. Welcome back to the Roundtable.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks so much for having me.
Tell me how you planned this season, how you picked the shows that you're going to put on down there in Garrison.
Well, last year was our first season in our spectacular 98-acre campus that we've been gifted. It overlooks the Hudson River in Garrison. And we did some really amazing work last year. This year, I think we wanted to really emphasize the thing that our festival is best known for. And so we decided we were going to lead the season with a double bill of Shakespeare plays in big productions and really give our audience what I think they've been most craving during the absence incurred by the pandemic. And so we're leading off with Henry V and Love's Labor's Lost, as you mentioned. They're kind of plays that feel like opposite sides of a coin in a certain way. And they're both getting these productions that are very much about the relationship between the actors and the audience. And that's the kind of theater that I think HVSF does best. And we're excited to share with folks this season.
You've directed Henry V. Tell me about the production and what you learned and wanted to impart through your direction.
Well, I think people think of Henry V mostly as the famous speeches, you know, once more into the breach, dear friends, once more in the famous St. Crispin's Day speech.
Of course.
Because of those things, I think we think of it as a play about war. And we're producing it at a time, of course, when there's a really brutal war happening in Europe. But I kind of reread the play and I thought, although the war is the setting of the play, it doesn't really feel like it's the play's subject or its story. It's really about the evolution of King Henry as a leader. And it's about the relationship between this leader and this group of people who are following him in this military campaign in France. It's kind of about how this group of disparate individuals are remade as a cohesive band of brothers. And so that was really the approach we took to the play. We're producing it in the round, which is the first time we've ever done that in our theater's 37-year history. We've added a fourth bank of audience to the upstage area of the stage. Mm-hmm. And it really kind of puts the audience in the middle of the action. You know, the king is talking to the audience as if he is also part of his band of soldiers. And it's a highly interactive and I think very kind of surprisingly funny production of Henry V. It's not just these famous war speeches. And we have a superlative actor, Emily Oda, who is playing King Henry. You know, the play in some ways is about kingship as a kind of performance. So it's very exciting, I think, to see a contemporary group of actors, and particularly Emily, tackling the central part of King Henry.
You mentioned it's the first time that Hudson Valley Shakespeare has produced a show in the round. Have you directed a production in the round before?
I have done some other contemporary American plays in the round. And sometimes when I'm rehearsing a Shakespeare play, I like to just, in the rehearsal room, just put a bunch of chairs in a circle and kind of tell ourselves the story. And sometimes that, you know, shakes loose something really beautiful and evocative in the play. And that was one of my impulses, is to try and give our audience that same experience of intimacy and proximity with the creativity of the company. And we opened the play to a really rousing standing ovation. We couldn't be more excited about the production. And we just hope that folks who have maybe been ambivalent about coming back to the theater after the pandemic take this as their invitation and their opportunity to come back and enjoy a really rousing kind of fireworks display of a Shakespeare play and this production of Henry V.
It sounds absolutely magnificent. The second Shakespeare play you're putting up this summer is Love's Labour's Lost. It's directed by Amanda Dennert with a new original pop rock score by Amanda Dennert and André Ploos. Could you tell me about this production, please?
Well, Love's Labour's is an early Shakespeare comedy. I think Amanda has a really great take on it. She's infused the play with these original kind of indie rock songs that are really almost like kind of hymns to the experience of being young and in love. And, that's really kind of what the play is about. It's almost about youth and the transition that happens when you fall in love for the first time and then gain some experience, perhaps have your heart broken or reality comes kind of crashing in when you least expect it. It's almost a play about the end of youth. And the songs really kind of carry that emotional temperature. And we have a beautiful company of actors. They're highly, highly musical, which we've also taken advantage of for Henry V. I mean, we go on a 10-minute break in rehearsal and everyone just kind of breaks out their guitars and their bass and their harmonica and their drums. And they're just kind of jamming their way through a 10-minute break. We have to corral them back to rehearsing the play. And it's that same kind of infectious, youthful energy that I think is really going to permeate this production of Love's Labour's. Amanda directed one of our most successful productions in our company's history, Pride and Prejudice. I think it was in 2017. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've been trying to get on her dance card to come back and direct another show for us. And I couldn't be more delighted that she's back to direct Love's Labour's this summer.
Could you explain a little bit more about how music is inserted into a Shakespeare piece? I know that in his scripts, the text that exists, sometimes there are songs and people add a melody or kind of, chant it like a poem, depending on the iamb they're already doing, etc. How have you guys inserted the music?
It's additional music and original lyrics. It's almost like they're interpolated into Shakespeare's text. And Amanda's way of approaching, Shakespearean language is very contemporary and conversational. And she thinks of it as present tense communication between two human beings. And Love's Labour's has a lot of poetry and verse and lyrics in it. And I think she was thinking about, like, what is contemporary love poetry? Is it something akin to kind of emo indie rock? The young lovers are constantly trying to write sonnets in praise of the people they've fallen in love with. And she's just kind of imagined what it was like if those characters put pen to paper and tried to write a kind of 3-chord rock and roll song to try and win the heart of their beloved. And those are the songs that are in the show. And they're infectious. They're just absolutely delightful.
And in Henry V, how were the musicians used in that production?
We have a lot of percussion in the show. This incredible artist, Timothy Bright, is just like a genius drummer. And so we had these, upside down buckets like you see on the subway mm-hmm. in the rehearsal room. And he started banging on them. And pretty soon we had them in a lot of transitions. So that's kind of the pulse of the production. Sometimes they're celebratory. Sometimes they're kind of martial and rousing. And then we have, I think, 5-6 different people who play guitar. So they wrote some original songs that we use in scene changes in the Henry V. Mm-hmm. And there's some incredible singing as well. It all kind of came from the company. It wasn't like we started thinking, oh, we're going to write these songs. But it just kind of bubbled up from the work that we were doing on Shakespeare's play.
That's fantastic. I love to hear it all sounding so alive, the process and everything. You're also having a world premiere of a new musical, Penelope. Tell us about that. That'll be in September.
Well, we've only produced one real musical in the history of our theater, and that was a superb production of Into the Woods in 2019. And we'd been wanting to do another one. And a friend of mine wrote me about this piece, Penelope, that Alex Bechtel, the composer, had made. First, it was a concept album that he released over the pandemic, and then he had the idea of turning it into a kind of chamber musical for a solo female performer. So these songs that were originally recorded as an album are now this kind of storytelling cabaret concert event where this one dynamic performer, Tatiana Weschler, who's playing Penelope, talks directly to the audience and kind of tells the story of her 20 years in the absence of her husband, Odysseus, to the audience in front of a string trio and a drummer and a piano. And I went to see a performance of it at Rockwood Music Hall on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and I was just knocked out by it. In the cab on the way home, I called the team at Hudson Valley Shakespeare and said, I've just seen the most incredible thing. We've got to get it under the tent. And we were lucky to achieve that. And so we're doing it for a special short run starting just after Labor Day for the first 2 weeks of September. And the tickets are going very fast. And it's short. It's only 80 minutes long. And the curtain's at 7 o'clock, particularly for Penelope, because it gets dark a little earlier in September. And I think it's just going to be the perfect way to kind of put the capstone on a really successful 2023 season.
It all sounds very exciting and creative and beautiful. Is there anything else you want to mention before I let you go, let you get back to work on creating this beautiful theater?
Well, I just emphasize that at our theater, the experience of going to a play is so much more than the play itself. As I said before, we're now in a 98-acre campus of our own. It truly does have one of the most extraordinary views of the Hudson River. It's a tradition that our audience comes an hour and a half or 2 hours before the show and has a picnic overlooking the Hudson and then gathers underneath the tent for a play. There's a restaurant on site. You can order a picnic when you order your tickets. It's the perfect thing to do with a group. So as I said before, if people have been feeling like this is the summer where we're going to reemerge from the kind of separation that's become a part of our lives over the last several years, this is a really healthful, safe, joyful, communal way to connect to other people and really appreciate what summertime in the Hudson Valley really means and what it feels like. So we hope everyone will come out and support a really great professional theater happening right here in the heart of the Hudson Highlands.
Davis McCallum is the artistic director of Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival. To learn more about their season and for showtime and ticket information, you can visit hvshakespeare.org. Davis, it's always wonderful to speak with you. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's my great pleasure, Sarah. I hope to see you at the theater soon.
hvshakespeare.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.